Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of June, recording at 9:24 British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights, and there's just really one big one that I'm going to focus on here today. Wall Street had clear downward dynamics, and these came after the European closes. I think Wall Street was unchanged to certainly up a bit on the NASDAQ prior to the European closes. But we had declines of over 1%, 1.5% for the Dow, down 166 points, the S&P down just over 1% at minus 13 points, and the NASDAQ composite a similar decline in percentage terms of 21 points. Very clear downward dynamics on the charts. I did hold up the comment of the day so that I could produce those closing charts on the website, so you want to have a look at those. My initial impression is that those are tradable signals. I always go with the chart signals. They will surprise and dismay the majority of investors because Wall Street was testing its high, well, not the S&P or not quite the Dow, high for the year I'm talking about. Did I say not the S&P? Let me start again. Not the NASDAQ, as you'll see, and not the Dow, but the S&P was testing its January and March highs. So that was an important technical level. Most people, if you've been following the financial press, let alone the television channels, were predicting upward breaks. And here we get these downward dynamics. So that'll be a shock to the system, I think, lead to some reassessment. It'll be interesting to see how much it affects Asia. Tomorrow, I would expect it to hit Wall Street fairly hard, unless Asia shrugs it off. So I'm glad I didn't cover my shorts, and you might have seen yesterday's comment also repeated in the audio saying that I was reaching the end of my tolerance tether here as far as I was concerned with loss-making hedge short positions in the NASDAQ 100 and a number of European stock market indices, and that while I still felt this was a dangerous time for stock markets, I was not prepared to let these losses run much further. And I'd actually, I hadn't mentioned this, but I said Friday would be the decision day, and I suspect I'll be holding on to those short positions a little bit longer. But point is here, what triggered the move? And I think that's down to a delayed reaction to the strength that we've seen in the oil price, which did touch $60 today, and last trading, after hours trading here, 59.57. Oil, of course, was one of the factors that I've mentioned that could spook the market, would likely spook the market if the price continued to move up. I thought it would spook it sooner than it actually has. I thought it would be an increasingly stiff headwind above $55, but it had shrugged it off until today. And the other factor that I'd cited was the government bond market. And although the upward trends were broken a couple of weeks ago, we had seen vigorous rallies, as you may recall, on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. But the oil factor is important, the technical signals are important, and I would look for some follow-through here tomorrow at least. Okay, what else to mention in here? Asian markets, a number of them were strong, so it'll be an interesting test tomorrow. Singapore, I put up a chart of that, certainly one of the better ones technically and fundamentally among the developed Asian stock markets. Other things to mention: gold's performance, Brevard performance in here today. I should mention it in the context of the US dollar index. Dollar was strong here today. The US dollar index closed at just over 89. Remember, I've been saying that we had that psychological and lateral resistance in 90, and it's been ranging beneath that level, but it's still firm. I'm a little surprised that we didn't see the Wall Street sell-off affect the currency markets at all. And I'm a little bit concerned about two currency positions that I established earlier in the week in buying the Australian and New Zealand dollars. But the gold performance, say a Bravura performance, after hours trading here at 441.55. Now you can imagine what that looks like. Well, you don't need to imagine. Go onto the chart library and have a look at gold and other currencies, particularly the euro, Swiss franc, and Japanese yen. It's just racing ahead. So not only did we hit the new highs, I mean, we've had excellent technical follow-through. And this does really reaffirm my view that gold has entered the second psychological perception stage of this bull market cycle. Now, I'm not referring, incidentally, to the three psychological perception stages that I talk about in the chart market, although there's some over in the chart seminar, although there's some overlap there. There, the first stage is to total denial while markets are beginning to recover, and the second stage is that people see it and can't ignore it, but they don't expect it to last for very long. So there's some parallels, but the psychological perception stage that I've written about and talked about and meant in terms of gold was the fact that previously people had been saying, or dismissively really, that it was just a dollar story. But of course the dollar has been rallying or ranging higher pretty much all year. And here gold is firm and has broken its progression of lower highs in US dollar terms, and more importantly, has seen significant breakouts against the other reserve currencies. That I really do think is quite important, and it is remonetizing gold in the eyes of investors, not central bankers, of course. But they will notice. Now, other precious metals, pretty quiet actually. Silver up a little bit. That was the main action. Platinum, I think, was down 30 cents at 892 on the shortly to expire November contract. I'll settle for that. I'm long platinum, long gold, platinum, and the silver. I probably should increase my gold position, put in a tighter stop on what I have, and bump it up a little bit because I'm not looking overextended. The only thing that's deterred my hand on that recently was concern that the dollar would move higher, and in testing that 90 level at least, and that would create a headwind. I mean, it's been a headwind all along. That's why gold is at new highs in other currencies, but not US dollars in here. But it hasn't been that strong a headwind at this stage. So there's a very good chance that I will actually increase my gold position. What else to mention? Oil? Well, I'm playing that through mainly through the Investec Global Energy Fund, and I also have BP among individual shares. Gold, I'm playing far more extensively in various different funds and in bullion and so on. I had been playing oil earlier on in natural gas, but came out of that a few weeks ago. Too early, took the profit too early, but it was a heck of a move. Now, also, I'm increasing positions in cocoa. You've probably seen I'm tempted to increase positions in soybeans, but those markets are risky. They're weather trades, as you know. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. But I think we'll all look forward with considerable interest to see how markets perform tomorrow. All the best.